Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder doing stats. Steve Scott back at the station for us. Three quarters in the books here in week 9. One quarter of football left in the regular season. Warsaw 10, Northridge 10, Tiger Bowl at their own 45, first down and 10 after Zollinger backed his way to the first down sticks. Each team with a turnover. Tigers with a fumbled punt. Northridge with an intercepted pass. Drew Sullivan in there, quarterback from the 45. Zollinger bouncing left, turns upfield, lost the football. It's rolling around loose down in Northridge territory. It's still loose. Northridge initially says they have it, but I saw a Tiger get two hands on it. They are unstacking the pile. They're trying to find the ball. Still no signal. Warsaw's got the ball. Warsaw has the football. Grady Nolan dug his nose in there and would not let go of it. Grady Nolan saves the day. Gives Zollinger 7 yards and Nolan 2. Second and 1. Again, you didn't think this was going to be easy or fun, did you? No, sir. Not at all. Tigers looking back at the board, looking for the play. Play clock at 10. Sullivan now comes to the line of scrimmage. Zollinger was just about to go down, and he lost the ball. It clearly was a fumble. Warsaw's not sure, and they're going to have to take a timeout. 11:13 left to play. 10-10's our score. Back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tiger ball at the Northridge 46. After the fumble, was recovered by Grady Nolan. Second down and 1. Sullivan, quarterback sneak, first down across the 45-yard line. He got 2 full yards down to the 44. Clock stops as they move the chains. 11:09 left to play in our football game's regulation time. It's a 10-10 score. The winner will share the NLC with Mishawaka. That's what's at stake. For Warsaw, their first title in 3 years. For Northridge, their first in a long, long time. From the 44, rain hard as it's been all night. And Zollinger up the middle, 40. He's to the 35, and he's got good yardage. He gains 9 yards down to the 35-yard line. I think if he didn't have to worry about fumbling the ball, I think he could have made that last man miss, but he was so worried about giving it up, he covered up with 2 hands.
Well, and, you know, it's the number one priority. It's not a priority. It is the priority.
10:20 left to go. Second down and 1 from the Raider 35. Ball in the middle of the field. Warsaw heading north from our right to left here at Fisher Field. Sullivan from the 35. And he's going to keep it. He's got the first down. He's got the first down down to the 29-yard line. That's a quarterback sneak that gets 6 yards, first down Tigers. 9:59 left. Clock stops while they move the chains. Now they wind it again. 10-10 score. It's been everything that we thought it would be. Hard hitting, physical, gut-wrenching, right down to the final 12 minutes. Sullivan takes a look around. His first action since week 1. It's week 9. Drew under center. And he will hand off to Zollinger. And Zollinger didn't look like it was a very comfortable handoff. He will stumble forward for 3 yards down to the 26. We'll take 3 yards to the 26 rather than a fumble.
Yes.
Warsaw's put the ball on the ground 3 times. They've recovered 2 of them. The one they didn't recover, points-wise, did not hurt them. Second and 7. Ball at about the 27, where they put it down finally. Drew under center. Sends a man in motion. Option play. Up the middle. Zollinger inside the 15 and down near the 10-yard line. I think where they mark the ball, it's going to be first and goal. Zollinger with a big run up the middle. First down, Tigers with 8:46 to go in a tie game.
Roger, I think the Air Grossman show is probably not in the plan tonight. It's really coming down here in Warsaw.
No. Look, you're running the football very well against a defense that doesn't give up that many rushing yards. They're third in the conference, yards allowed rushing. The Tigers are beginning to mount a pretty good total. Zollinger himself is up to 183. First down and goal from the 10. And they hand off the middle. Zollinger struggling forward, and he got down to the 5. It's a gain of 5, second down and goal. Now let's see if the Tigers can punch it in from here. We have seen them struggle from this position on the field, especially lately. Can they get in and take the lead? Because you're thinking 7 here, not 3. Selvin gets the play directly from Michael Curtis on the sidelines, then runs out. Plenty of time, the play clock there at 15. But now they're going to huddle. So now they do need to hurry. 11, 10, they break the huddle. 9, now 8, now 7. Drew with 6 in the play clock. 5, 4, 3, goes under center. Takes the snap. He will hand off to Zollinger, and Zollinger will get nothing. That play just didn't look right from the start. It took too long to get it going, and now it's third down and goal from inside the 5. And I don't know why. Now they are hand signaling in the plays. We haven't seen them do that much this year. They are hand signaling in the plays. They're not using the board. Third down and goal from just outside the 4-yard line. Ball inside the left hash mark. 10-10 game. Getting into the middle stages of the fourth. Sullivan hands off. Zollinger stumbles to the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Zollinger is across the line. His second touchdown run of the game. His 15th of the season. The last 2 yards, Will, he was horizontal.
Very impressive. The entire line just needs a lot of credit because the conditions are bad and they kept their blocks. And our fullback is pretty good, ladies and gentlemen. I love his hair. I love his strength. Everything about him.
Now, very important point after. Habegger to snap it back to Villema. He does. Oh, it's a low snap, but the kick is up and good. 6:43 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw 17, Northridge 10, back in 30 seconds on news now, Warsaw. Tigers back in front, 17-10, 6:43 left to play in the game. Reed Zollinger from 4 yards, this time off the right side. Northridge had kind of stacked up the left side. They had seen the trend of late where Zollinger angles left. This time he went right. He had a clear path to the goal line, but something happened and he got tripped up at about the 3, and he used his hand to steady himself and get across the line to make it a 6-point lead. And Smythe, Villema gets a lot of credit. That snap in the rain was not very good. Habegger doing his best. Smythe now to kick off. It's a high, deep kick, and that will sail into the end zone. Touchback, and Northridge will take over with 6:43 left to go here in the NLC Championship game, and the Tigers lead by 7.
I think our defense is going to put a priority on tackling and keeping everybody in front of us. We don't need any slips or anything. And this, you know, these conditions are the worst you can have. It's windy, it's cold, it's rainy, and you know, there's no excuses. You're playing for a conference championship and you got to get it done. And with 6:43 left, it's go time.
Raiders bring the offense on the field down by 7. They've been behind in the fourth quarter before. They have two backs in the backfield, one on either side of Clark. Clark hands off to Miller. He gets behind the line of scrimmage, and he won't make it back to the 20. Beam was the first guy back there. Johnston was in there too, but it was Gabrich who brought him down for no gain. How can you possibly say that he got back to the line of scrimmage? Oh, and they're not. They're going to say to back it up, and they do. So it is still a loss of a yard. Second down and 11. Raiders to the line, 15 on the play clock. Again, they go with two backs. Sherwood is there on the left side. Low snap this time. Hand off to Miller. Trying the left side. Not much room. Didn't get back anywhere near the line of scrimmage. The Tigers again. Gabrich was back there. Hattie was back there. Down at the bottom of the file, it's Rosas that made the stop. A loss of two more yards back to the 17. It's third down and 13.
Hey, can we make a play on third down? This is really kind of critical here.
Well, we have not seen Jacob Cowhorn call an all-out blitz. They have rushed with only three. Let's see what they do here on third down and 13. Clark back to throw. Pump fakes, fires it deep down the middle. It's tipped and incomplete. Oh, Tristan Wilson had the game in his hands, but the ball is slick, and it tipped off the top of his hands. It's fourth down and 13. And nobody from Northridge is moving with 5:24 left. That last drive for Warsaw was over 7 minutes. So I'm sure that Chad Epley's thinking, if I punt the ball back here, I may not get it back. And I might be down two scores by then. And Northridge is going to take timeout. 5:24 to go. Fourth and 13 coming up for Northridge when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. On nights like tonight, the press box is a very happening place. Anybody who's anybody is here. Dr. Hofford is up here watching the game. Of course, the athletic department staff is here. Still a few meatballs left. Who blew it on that? How are there still meatballs left? Can't believe that. Here we go. Game on the line. Northridge now backs up to punt. This is Richie standing inside his five to punt. Warsaw doesn't have anybody back. And it bounces back to him. And Richie, he's going to pick it up. He's going to be snowed under. He's going to get away at the five. He's going down at the five. The snap bounced and hit him in the ankle. He looked up to see how much time he had. But he goes down. That is a loss of 12 yards. Yes, Richie gets a loss of 12 yards. Warsaw with first down and goal from the five with 5:16 left, and a touchdown here would almost surely win Warsaw an NLC championship.
Special teams, certainly one-third of the game. And on a night like tonight, you know, it's just really important to take care of your business, and it's tough, man.
Ball in the near hash mark at the five. Richie tried to run out of there and kick it, which he certainly could have done, but there were too many Tigers in the neighborhood. From the five, Sullivan from the left hash mark, hands off, and it's Dollinger! Touchdown! First play, 5 yards. Tigers lead 23-10.
It's exactly what we needed to do. Our fullback making a statement as a senior that this is our game and getting ready to do it. Now, again, special teams comes into play here. The long snapper, the holder, it's important that we kick it through.
And again, that's not easy. The snapping on a night like tonight is miserable. High snap this time. Good spot down. Kick is up and good. 5:13 left to go. Warsaw 24, Northridge 10. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 5:13 stands between Warsaw and a Northern Lakes Conference championship in high school football. For perspective, since the year 2001, Warsaw has exactly won NLC championship, and that was three falls ago. The fall after they won the sectional, they came back the next year and won the NLC. Smythe now to kick off. He has two touchbacks. He would love a third. And it's a high, beautiful kick, and Richie's going to play this one at the goal line. Coming out, 10, 15, 20. He gets hard at the 20 and goes down at the 23. 5:07 left. Northridge needs 14 points in 5:07.
Warsaw's defense is going to be challenged here to finish it out for us. You know, it's championship night, and our job is to finish this thing.
Raiders with the ball, first down and 10 from their 23. Play action fake, ball tipped in the air. It's caught anyway by Richie, and Richie will get out past the 30 to the 31. That'd be a 7-yard pass play on first down, and the Raiders will go without a huddle.
Clock continues to run.
4:43 left. Well, they got to score twice, so they got to save their timeouts. Another quick throw, a ball tipped, and it's caught. It's caught by a different guy than who was intended for. Richie makes the catch and gets the first down out to the Raider 44. They were going for Chase Clark, and Richie had the ball batted right to him. Again, the Tigers have gotten their hands on a lot of footballs tonight.
And I think that's three times we've tipped it, and they've caught it.
Yeah, absolutely it is. From the 44. Clark, long count, takes a snap, looks left, fires left, ball dropped. Chase Clark could not pull it in. It's not the worst thing in the world if you're a Raiders fan because it stops the clock with 4:14 left. Second down and 10 from the Northridge 44-yard line. The drought for Northridge looks like it will continue. And for the Tigers, about to have a rainy night party. Clark takes a snap, dropping deep, being pressured, throws it far side, got a man open. Oh, what a hit down on that far sideline. That was Leighton Isbell. The catch is made by Judah Hochstetler. And he is knocked to the turf at the 48-yard line. Third down and 6 coming up after a gain of 4. And they say he did not get out of bounds, so the clock is still running. So Northridge has to hurry. Miller lined up to the left of Clark. Miller not really much of a factor at this point in the game. They got to throw it every down. Clark looking, pressured, races out of the pocket. Now turns upfield to the 50. He's got a first down to the 45, the 40, and pushed to the Northridge bench at the 38-yard line. That's a pretty good play by Braden Clark. It gets them a new set of downs with 3:30 left to go.
Well, Warsaw, you know, it's a tough situation there, and you know, you don't want to get beat over your head, and you're going to give him some yards here, but we certainly would like to put him on the ground.
In a pouring rain here at Fisher Field from the 38 of the Tigers, Clark takes the snap, looking left, throws it to the short side, and it's caught inbounds, and then pushed out of bounds is Chase Clark. They mark him out at the 43-yard line, so that's a gain of 5. 3:24 left. The Raiders still have 2 timeouts. They trail the Tigers 24-10. You want to give them yardage. You just don't want to give them too much. Make it too easy for them to get down the field and score. Clark takes a snap. Fires the far side. Got a man open down the field, and it's tipped and incomplete. Oh, Hochstetler had it. Nope, check that. That was Clark that had it. And Chase rolled over the ball, and it popped out of his hands. And all the Tigers just kind of stood there like, what is that? How did that happen?
Well,
it's 3rd and 5.
You know, something that secondary guys can't do, you can't get stingy in this situation because you still got to keep guys in front of you.
3rd and 5 from the 33. Braden Clark awaits the snap, takes it, looking right, now looks to the middle, has time, fires it deep down the middle of the field into traffic. It's tipped and incomplete. Oh, Tristan Wilson had it in his hands, but he was backing up, and as his backside hit the ground at the goal line, the ball popped loose. It's 4th and 5, and this is it for Northridge.
Got to know where the sticks are, got to be smart. I'm going to be real interested in the call here and alignment by the Tigers.
It's going to be a quick throw to one of these guys out here on the right. 4th and 5. Game on the line for Northridge. Oh, they roll the snap back to Clark. He's going to take off a run. He's going to run forward. He got to the 30. Where do they mark it? I don't think he made it. Where they spot the ball is right at the 39. It's going to be first down, Tigers, and the game's over. The celebration begins here on the near sideline with 3:03 to go. This one is going in the left-hand column for the Tigers, and they're going to share the Northern Lakes Conference Championship.
For the first time in a really long time, the whole game, the center for Northridge didn't get the ball back to the quarterback. But, you know, the conditions are just lousy here.
Warsaw needs one first down to end the evening. Three straight championships in 99, 2000, 2001, and then nothing until 2020. Close. Many times Warsaw went to Concord or played Concord here with a chance at a shot of the share of the championship, and they came up short. Gain of three for Zollinger up the middle. Out to the 33-yard line. Check that. Gain of four out to the 33. Second down and six. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Drive the game, play the game. Warsaw lost to Mishawaka in the conference. They did not pout. They did not have a great game the next week, but the conditions weren't that great that night either. Second down and six. Sullivan hands off Zollinger. He blows past the man. He's out to the 40-yard line. He's got a first down for the Tigers with 2:17 to go. You think about all the fantastic football players for Warsaw Community High School that never got this chance. And now, three seasons apart, the Tigers are about to do it twice. 2 minutes left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers will milk this clock all the way down. And they are in a regular formation. Sullivan, his first game since week one. How would he come out and play? Well, he did just fine, thank you. Zollinger up the middle again, hangs onto the ball with both hands. Gets 2 yards out to the 42, 1:40 left to go.
Yeah, what Drew was able to do tonight really is a testament to that kid, because coming back like that is great.
We owe you one more break. We're going to take it. 1:32 left to go in the game. Warsaw 24, Northridge 10, and we're back here in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Things you don't see on the radio or on the video stream. I just gave Will a big hug from behind. I don't take these things for granted. I've been broadcasting Tiger football now for 22 seasons. There's only been two nights where we have enjoyed conference success like we're about to, with 1:32 left to go and the Tigers leading Northridge 24-10. Zollinger up the middle, stood up at the line. They'll give him one to the 43. Northridge will take their final timeout, or will take their, yes, final timeout. We'll keep it here. Drew Sullivan came back tonight. I will tell you, I can't wait to talk to Coach Curtis about it tomorrow, because, Will, here's a guy who hadn't played in 2 months, playing the most important position in this offense. That would have been a really difficult decision to make, because it's not like Quentin Brock's been terrible. He's been doing really well for a sophomore, but to have this happen tonight for Drew, what a big moment for him and this team.
Well, and I credit the sophomore, because, you know, he leads his team to 7-1. I mean, it's not like he didn't make plays and make decisions and grow up right in front of our eyes. So we've got two really good quarterbacks, and I'm happier than a pig in mud about it. I'll tell you that, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you wouldn't have to go very far to find some mud.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just beyond the visitors' bleachers. I would imagine that little trough way that goes back down the hill towards the shot put and discus areas, I'll bet that's quite the mess. Third down and 7, Tigers from their own 43, 1:25 left to go. Sullivan with his team up by 14. And now Warsaw wants a timeout. again, no game next week. Tigers have a bye. All 6A teams and most 5A teams have a bye. Fort Wayne Snyder, that sectional, there's only three teams in that 5A sectional, so somebody gets 2 weeks of byes. Warsaw's been in that. We'll give you some quick scores. Concord 46, Plymouth 6, that's a final. Mishawaka 41, Wauwatosa 22, also a final. Northwood shutting out Goshen. Thinking, let's, Warsaw, Goshen, Concord. Concord, you imagine what the field is like at Jake Field right now?
Not good.
No, not good at all. Third down and 6, 24-10 Tigers. A 1:25 to go. Sullivan with Zollinger behind him. He's carried the mail all night long. Oh, option play. Sullivan's going to keep it. Turn up field. Gets hit at the 47 and gets out to the 48. He will be short of the first down by 2 yards. Let's see how Coach Curtis wants to manage this. Warsaw is going to have to give the ball up. They could go for it, which is the way I look at it, the leader in the clubhouse on what he's going to do. Offense stays on the field. I think that's what I would probably do too. He saw what happened with the snap back to Dylan Ritchie, which is the turning moment in this game.
Couldn't be happier for a bunch of seniors. They are an outstanding group. We knew they were special when they were freshmen, and they've done nothing but win football games.
Bart Curtis takes his final timeout with 38 seconds left to go. Offense still on the field. When this season started, none of us knew what to expect. You lose Nick and Theo Katras from a defense. You expect it to take a step back. It most certainly did not. Which is not to devalue what the Katras boys did. It's to value what work these guys put in this season. That front three, I'll put those front three against anybody here tonight. Hey, Austin, flip over to the team stats real quick, could you? Northridge only has 85 rushing yards and a total of 133 yards in the game.
I'll take that, Roger. How about you?
Absolutely. Every day, any day. Warsaw's offense does stay on the field. 48-yard line. They have to get the ball right to the midfield stripe. Sullivan pretty much has taken it since the third possession of the game. Drew under center on 4th and 2. Option play. Keeps it. Dives forward. First down and more. All the way to the Northridge 45. And we're 33.5. That is that. Tigers will get a week off. Then Carroll comes in here to Fisher Field in 2 weeks for a 6A Sectional 2 playoff game. Tigers already running off the field. 1999. 2000. 2001. 2020, and add 2023 to the banner here at Fisher Field. Warsaw has beaten Northridge 24-10, and Warsaw shares the Northern Lakes Conference Championship with the Mishawaka Cavemen as time runs out, and the Tigers are the champs. The fans who came here have been rewarded by an incredible effort by this football team, and Warsaw wins it 24-10. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. It is officially a monsoon here at Fisher Field, and no one cares. Warsaw is Northern Lakes Conference champions in 2024. They will share that championship with Mishawaka, who beat Wauwatosa earlier tonight, but the Tigers beat Northridge tonight for the other half of it, 24-10. Final scoring in the game in the second half. Northridge tied the game on a 37-yard field goal by Dylan Ritchie with 2:57 left to play in the third quarter. That made it 10-10. The Tigers then took the ensuing kickoff and marched it down the field in what would be an incredible drive. Reed Zollinger, his second touchdown of the game, his 15th of the season at 6:43 of the fourth quarter, made it 17-10. Warsaw as Smythe added the extra point. And then just a minute and 30 seconds later, Zollinger again, this time from 5 yards out. The kick by Smythe was good. It was 24-10, and that's all the Tiger defense needed. They win 24-10 and win a share of the NLC championship. It's time for the Drive of the Game, and the Drive of the Game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. What's the Drive of the Game? Well, I'll give it to you. When the Tigers saw Northridge tie the game 10-10 with 2:57 left to go in the third quarter, they took the ball at their own 23-yard line, and they marched her down the field, and they marched, and they marched, and they marched. And we haven't seen this team go on big, long, hairy drives like the one they put together to regain the lead. They went 77 yards in 8 minutes and 14 seconds to go up 17-10, and the defense made it stand up, Will.
Well, I mean, under these conditions, playing for what they're playing for, all the work and all the toughness you ask of young people, and they stepped up and did it on that drive. I mean, it was you're right. It was truly extremely impressive.
Epic is the word that comes to mind. It was an epic drive and one that we won't forget anytime soon, because that's the drive that won the football game and a share of the NLC championship. Warsaw 24, Northridge 10. We're back with the final stats brought to you by Alder Verbruggen next on News Now Warsaw. Seniors out in the middle of the field right now getting their picture taken with the NLC trophy. It's a trophy that Michael Houck, the assistant athletic director at Warsaw, kind of put together at the last minute. They will get something more official later, but the official trophy went to Mishawaka. So if they won the game tonight with Wawasee, that they would have the official one. Totally understandable. Glad they did it that way. Warsaw's got, what they did was they took an old trophy from another team that was an NLC championship trophy, and they took the picture out. They slid a conference logo picture in, and that's what those guys have. They will get something more official soon. I don't see anybody out there concerned about the fact that it's not the real thing. Warsaw 24, Northridge 10. Tigers are NLC champs. Time for the final stats brought to you by Alder Verbruggen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder Verbruggen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderverbruggen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw with 14 first downs, 49 carries for 270 yards. That's 5.5 yards a carry. They were 0 of 1 passing for 0 yards, and they had 50 total plays for 270 yards. Just one turnover tonight. Just one. And that was Vilma trying to field the punt with the wind and the rain blowing around. And you, again, you can understand that. And two penalties for 25 yards. Northridge, 15 first downs, 29 rushing attempts for 185 yards. Again, this is a Northridge offense that was averaging 160 on the ground, and they held them to 85. 14 of 31 passing for Braden Clark, 133 yards. So they ran 60 plays for 218 yards. They also had one turnover. It led to a field goal for the Tigers. That was the interception on the near sideline by Eric Pohl, his fourth pick of the season. Penalties the last 2 weeks have really hurt Northridge. They had 7 more penalties tonight and 40 yards. Each team had one punt in the football game. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alder Verbruggen & Company. I know the weather's bad, and that hurt Northridge. There's no question about that. Their inability to throw the ball where they wanted, when they wanted, was hampered here. But like you, I'm incredibly impressed with Braden Clark, the senior, and how well he played in this football game.
really, under these conditions, Roger, I mean, I would have to really concentrate and go back a long way to remember a quarterback who performed as well as he did. And, hey, let's remember, he's also under a lot of pressure because our front three gets after people. And so, you know, it's not like he's got 10 seconds back there to, you know, look around and everything. He played one heck of a high school football game.
Well, Warsaw did not register a sack tonight, but don't let that tell you about what pressure he was under. Our three against their five, our three got to him. He just was able to get away.
Yeah. You know, they call it hurries in the NFL on Sundays, and Warsaw had a ton of them tonight. I mean a ton of them. And really, tell you the truth, very early in the game, we had the quarterback, I think. I mean, you know, I've got expert eyes, and the quarterback's knees were down, and he threw it out of bounds and, you know, whatever. But bottom line is we had him under duress all night long.
Reed Zollinger tonight, big games. You want your best players to be your best players. Reed Zollinger was that tonight. 36 carries, 211 yards, three more touchdowns. The big redhead does it again.
Listen, man, I mean, he carries the mail. There's just not a lot about the young man I don't like. And to show you my football prowess, I tried making him a free safety when he was a freshman. That's how much I know. So, you know, Coach Shepard, the expert. But I knew this much. I mean, when I first saw the young man as a freshman in high school, you could tell he was going to be one heck of a football player. And he is, because there's not a really long line of people lining up to tackle our fullback.
No. Not at all. And Northridge, as Will pointed out, and correctly so, Northridge, you could tell, they had extra people in the box. They wanted to keep Warsaw from getting good yardage with number 17. And here are his carries at the beginning of the game. 3, 3, 24, 12, 10, 4, and then 2, 2, 0, 2, 1, 3, 2. And you were kind of worried. And then that fourth down play, where he got 40 and went into the end zone for a touchdown. Wait a minute. Yes, 40 and went into the end zone for the touchdown on fourth down. That's a pretty big play in the football game. And that was the backbreaker at the moment. Of course, we know the game changed. We'll get to the play game that Will has selected in just a minute. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Play of the game is coming up next on News Now Warsaw. Still some fans out there with family members. It looks like the Curtis family out there getting their pictures taken with the scoreboard behind them and a championship trophy in hand. Warsaw wins a share of the NLC championship with a 24-10 win over Northridge. I'm not sure in the excitement whether I said the liner for Stonehenge for the drive of the game, so I'll do it again just in case. The drive of the game was brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, and important meeting right now at Stonehenge Golf Course. It's time for the play of the game, brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. I get to drive the game. You got the play of the game. What do you got?
I've got Grady Nolan jumping on a fumble when there's four Northridge Raiders all around the ball, and he just root hogs the ball. I don't know how. I'm going to call him the Prince of Chapman Lake. His dad and Troy Akers are the kings of Chapman Lake. That young man, for digging that football out of that mess, is going to be called the Prince of Chapman Lake, because and that's a part of your drive of the game. I mean, the game's, you know, it's a tie game, and we're wondering, you know, who's going to take charge, and we could have easily lost momentum in the middle of the field, and there's Grady jumping on that ball.
Zollinger fumbled after he gained about 7 yards, 6 or 7 yards at the 43. The ball rolled out forward, and there was this pile of humanity in the rain, soggy bodies, grunting, snorting, all those things. and they're trying to dig people off the top to get down to where the ball is, and out pops Grady Nolan and hands the referee the ball, just like Coach Curtis always says to do. He just got up and said, here, this is what you're looking for, and that saved the day because, was it the next play? Or the, no, it was two plays later, I think. Doesn't matter. Yes, it was two plays later because the ball was at the 40. Solinger on 4th-and-1 goes into the end zone. Game over. Tigers win it 24-10. That's the play of the game brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. That's a proud mom of a football player, by the way. Call Felicity and Carrie with all their law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. We have scores to give you, and we will do that. Now wrap things up here from Soggy Fisher Field next on News Now Warsaw. Let's pop down through the scores in the conference here. Warsaw beat Northridge 24-10 to get a share of the conference championship. They share it with Mishawaka, who beat Wawasee 41-22. Concord beat Plymouth 46-6. Northwood shut out Goshen 22-0. Valley finishes 9-0. They beat Bremen 51-16. It was Rochester over Maconaqua 36-14. Northfield beat North Miami 18-8. Peru leads Manchester 45-6 at last check. Cass beat Southwood 38-14. Also, we have Triton winning 35-6 at Winnemac. And in the fourth, Norwell leads Columbia City 28-22. Here at Fisher Field, Warsaw gets a share of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship, their first since 2000 and just their second since, their first since 2020, their second since 2001, 24-10. Your thoughts, Mr. Shepard?
I'm just extremely proud of the staff, the players, the whole organization, the athletic department, because it takes a lot of people doing a lot of things, a lot of behind the scenes kind of stuff, you know, the workouts, the food preparation by the moms. I mean, you know, to run a football program like Warsaw's, it just takes a lot of nice people doing a lot of nice things, and it takes a lot of work. And so I hope everybody feels they can share in this championship, because they really can.
It's a great night for Tiger football on a night that just wasn't so great, and it feels like it's getting worse by the minute. 24-10, Warsaw beats Northridge. The Tigers win a share of the NLC championship. Stay tuned. Bob Lovell is coming up next. Then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it's Tiger Talk. Sunday at noon, it's pregame coverage of the Colts at the Jags, which kicks off at 1. For Will, for Austin Elder, for Steve back at the station, thanks so much for listening and for watching, and we hope you enjoy the broadcast. I know that you enjoy the outcome. Warsaw 24, Northridge 10. The Tigers are Northern Lakes Conference champions, co-champions with Mishawaka. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you in the morning.